This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. And here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We have lots this week, including a history-making day for the NHL expansion Las Vegas Golden Knights. They have their first player under contract. He is branded Wheat Kings overager Reed Duke. More on that in moments. The University of Alberta Golden Bears have claimed the Canada West men's hockey title. WHL grad Jamie Crooks came up clutch in that deciding game against Saskatchewan. We'll recap the final. Prince George Cougars forward Jansen Harkins has a piece of Prince George history. We'll have more on that. And Lethbridge Hurricanes captain Tyler Wong is having a great second half. He's the WHL Player of the Week, and he'll be our guest. Wheat Kings forward Reed Duke will be the answer to a hockey trivia question one day. Brandon Crow has more.
Well, we're here now with the newest Vegas Golden Knight, Reed Duke. And first off, Duke, congratulations. And talk about the process. How long had you been in talks with Kelly and George McPhee and the Vegas Golden Knights? And just kind of talk maybe about the timeline that led to you signing here earlier this week.
Well, it's kind of something that's been going on a little while now. Obviously, coming into the season, I wasn't a part of any organization, so I was doing everything that I could to get my name out there. And as the season progressed, I knew that I had become a player of interest for the Vegas Golden Knights. And a few weeks ago, I knew that they'd been coming out and seeing me play, and that I was on their radar. So when conversations and things like that started to get a little more serious, then I kind of knew that something was going to happen.
When that piece of paper is sitting in front of you and you got a pen in your hand, what is that feeling like? And was that, it's cliche to say, but the biggest dream come true?
Of course. It's indescribable. Just sitting there, I was just kind of in the chair leaning back and really just trying to take everything in. It was so thrilling, a very special moment, and I had my mom there with me to share that. So it was something that was very special to my family and I, and really happy that I got to do that with her.
After getting drafted by Minnesota, you don't get signed. You go to the Rangers camp last year, have a great camp, spend some time in the American League. Were you maybe, and not to think negatively, but were you maybe thinking, okay, maybe this isn't going to happen? What was your mindset coming out of those two different situations and not having a contract? Did that maybe motivate you a little more?
Of course. When you're going into your last year of junior, it's pretty easy to be motivated on what you want to do. And it was the last year with everything that happened with Minnesota, and it was devastating. But then again, I had Kelly McCrimmon there to pick me back up and to really help me through that situation, and obviously something that I'd never had to deal with before. So he was right there for me. I can't thank him enough for how supportive he was. And again, with the things that happened in New York, I gained a lot of experience from that, and I never doubted myself once, and it's kind of nice to see kind of how things unfolded in the last few months.
So if you had to say who the first person you told about signing the contract, obviously your mom and your family knew, but who was the first person, player, former coach, who did you reach out to first?
Obviously my dad. I kind of knew a few days earlier, so obviously my family was the first that I wanted to share that with, and it was too bad my dad couldn't come out, but he was the biggest role model in my life, and always coaching me when I grew up and taught me everything that I knew as a kid. So I owe everything that I have to my parents, and luckily I had my mom there to experience that with.
Now, if I give you a $100 bill, will you throw it on red for me when you get down to Vegas at the development camp?
Well, I don't know how good I am at gambling, so if I have your money to deal with, I'm sure it'll be much better.
Reed, congratulations, and best of luck in Vegas.
Thanks all for having me.
Reed Duke, history-making day in the NHL as he becomes the first player to sign with the Vegas Golden Knights.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The University of Alberta Golden Bears, Canada West men's hockey champions. Three third-period goals in a span of less than 3 minutes led the Golden Bears to a big 6-3 win in the third and deciding game of the championship best of three at the University of Saskatchewan Huskies home rink in Saskatoon. It is Alberta's 26th title since 1972. A WHL grad coming through big time in that third period. Former Victoria Royal and Saskatoon Blade Jamie Crooks had the hat trick in that final frame to spark the comeback. Post-game, Crooks says it was a battle.
You know what, there's not a whole lot of difference between these two teams, and like you said, it was very emotional side to side, and it was just, I guess, our shots went in and theirs didn't, and it was a tight fought series, one of the best series that I've been a part of, and it was really good to play.
Alberta Golden Bears head coach Serge Lajoie was thrilled with his team's effort and spirit.
We knew it wasn't going to be easy. I think we knew this third game was going to be difficult, and I thought both teams played extremely hard, and our compete level was exactly where it needed to be, and we were just hopeful that we'd get rewarded for all the hard work. And you know, I challenged Jamie Crooks before the game that he had to keep shooting, and eventually he'll go in. So I'm happy for a guy like that, a fourth-year player, a leader for us, for him to have such a big play, a big part in our victory.
In the game, former Portland Winterhawk and Calgary Hitmen goaltender Brendan Burke finished the game with the win, making 32 saves for the Bears. Now both Saskatchewan and Alberta advanced to the University Cup, hosted by the UNB Varsity Reds, set for March 16th to 19th in Fredericton, New Brunswick.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Prince George Cougars remain in a battle with the Kelowna Rockets for the BC Division title. Cougars forward Jansen Harkins is coming off a big weekend up north. He spoke with Dan O'Connor.
All right, Jansen, well, it's been a few days now since you managed to achieve a special piece of Prince George Cougars history, a goal and three assists on Saturday against Kamloops, making you the all-time leader in Prince George Cougars scoring. And now that the reality has settled in on you a little bit, you've had a few chances and a few days to kind of let this sink in. How does it feel?
Pretty awesome. I mean, Saturday after the game, I think it was kind of hard to believe still, so pretty exciting, and it's definitely more realistic now, I think. Now, kind of thinking about how long I've been here and just the year that we've had as a team, I think it's pretty special.
One of the big takeaways from our chat immediately after the game was kind of that whole chronological assessment of your time in Prince George. You arrive at 16, the team's struggling at the box office, they're struggling on the ice, and yet here you are now on the verge of a nip-and-tuck battle for first place in the BC Division 4 years later. It's crazy how things can come full circle, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's been a pretty crazy journey so far, and yeah, especially this year, I think we have a really good team, and I think if our division wasn't so tight, I mean, I think we're one of the best teams in the league, so it's pretty special, I mean, how far we've come in this time, and even the past couple of years, I think we were kind of trending in the right direction, so it's kind of just been a process kind of building towards us, so it's been good.
And one more for you quickly, Jansen, just a thought about what the stretch drive looks like, final 10 days or so of the regular season. Just talk about what are going to be some of the keys.
I just think go out there and have a do-or-die attitude every game. I think that's what it takes right now. And like you said, kind of being here the past couple of years, it's we haven't played our best hockey necessarily, I think, at this time of the year. And that's what we want to do this year, is kind of be trending in the right direction the whole year and kind of try to hit our peak right now going into playoffs. And when you do that, that's when teams are successful, is when kind of everything comes together at the right time. So we had a pretty tough stretch last month, and as a team, and I think so far this month we've been doing pretty well, and I think just kind of taking the bumps in the road and just keep chugging forward is the big thing. So
congratulations, Jansen. It's well deserved. Best of luck to you and the guys down the stretch.
Thank you.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Hey, what can you say about Tyler Wong? The Lethbridge Hurricanes captain has won a second WHL Player of the Week award. He is rolling, and spoke with Dustin Forbes.
It's a big honor to be able to be recognized like that. And, you know, it just goes to show the type of hockey that this team's playing. I think we had a great road trip, 4-0 in Saskatchewan against some pretty good teams. It was a great week for us. You know, we came closer as a group and hopefully peaking at the right time before playoffs. So, you know, it was just credit to my line mates and the team as a whole playing great hockey.
11-game point streak for you, 26 points in that span. Are you feeling it right now?
Things have been going well. I think, you know, like I said, the team's peaking at the right time, and everyone's contributing. And I think that, you know, for myself, pucks are going in for me. putting up some numbers, which is good, and just doing whatever it takes to help the team.
You personally, a special night in Saskatoon last Saturday. You reached the 100-point plateau for the first time in your career. Just walk us through that moment and what it felt like.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I was, going into the game, I was at 97, and I just told myself not to think about it. You know, I don't want to go in saying I need 3 points tonight. I need to get there. But, we didn't have a great start. We kind of let them get up on us. But going to the third, we knew we were coming back. We knew we were going to come out hard. And, George had a couple nice goals that game. And when he buried that second one, I was kind of like, hey, George, can you grab that puck for me? And he was like, oh, yeah. And so it was. I was glad he was able to grab it for me. It was a pretty cool moment.
49 goals going into the weekend for you. One away from that all-important 50th. You got the 100th point. Is number 50 on the mind?
I'd be lying if I said it wasn't. I think that at the end of the day, I'm a guy on the team that is looked to score goals. And, if I got 5 games left, if I don't hit it, I don't think I'm doing my job. So I think, I'm really hoping to be able to get it this weekend, get it out of my mind and just refocus on the games. But, it's a team first for the rest of the season. I think that everyone needs to just focus on winning these games leading up into the playoffs and get everyone going.
Talk about the team. 23-2-1-1 in your guys' last 26 games. It's been a pretty special run, hasn't it?
That's been awesome. I think that, lately we've been playing some really good hockey. I think that against Edmonton we kind of took the night off and took that one for granted. But, we still found a way to get 2 points, and I think that's the story of our second half here. We've just been finding ways to win, and not every night is going to be your best night, but I think that we have the depth in this room that when one guy's having an off night, we have another 3 or 4 guys that are picking up the slack. And I think that this year we're a lot deeper up front. We have Stu is one of the best goalies in the league, and I think that our decor's solid. So I think that going in the playoffs, I think we're riding a pretty big high here, and I think we just got to stay even keeled. Can't get too high on ourselves, and we've had a really good record lately, and we just got to keep that going. And I think we beat a lot of good teams. We beat Regina, we beat Med Hat, we beat a lot of teams, and I think that we just need to keep that going and play with that chip on our shoulder. I think we've been a little underestimated this year. I think teams take us for granted sometimes, and that's been the story of my career here. I think that a lot of teams kind of see us as a team that might fall in the playoffs again, and we want to prove everyone wrong.
Tyler, it's always fun chatting with you. Hopefully it's a long spring. Hopefully we get to do this a couple more times. Best of luck and congratulations on being named Player of the Week.
Thanks, Forbes.
Hey, and that's the show. Want to say thanks to Brandon Crow, Dan O'Connor, and Dustin Forbes for their help this week. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the final games of the WHL's regular season. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.